to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day wending our way along. But when we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
Hello, everyone, you magnificent musical creatures, and thank you for stopping in. It's Adagio you got going here with your maitre d', Drew Darling. But you might also think of it as Adagio Café, in that every week it is something a little different. Some weeks it's jazz, sometimes classical, neoclassical, sometimes blues, sometimes a mixture, no matter. The important part is that it is slowed down melodic music, song in its truest sense. Did you like our opening this week? It was Madeleine Peyroux from her first release in 1996, Dreamland. And did you catch the piano work in it? It was Cyrus Chestnut, and in case you didn't quite catch it, let's hear his bit again. Thank you. Let's hear another of theirs. Madeline sounds like she's had one too many mint juleps, but listen to Cyrus Chestnut's piano work. It's right on target.
Dixie moonlight, Swanish yard, headed homebound just once more to my Mississippi Delta home. Southland's got that grand garden spot, although you believe or not, I hear those trees a-whispering, come on back to me. Muddy water round my feet, muddy water in the street. No God don't shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water in my shoes, reeling and rocking to them low down blues. They live in ease and comfort there, I do declare. Been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but this is my home. Got my toes turned Dixie way, round the Delta let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy water.
The vocalist and the accompanist, two parts of the same puzzle that highlights something we don't often realize, and that is a dozen people listening to the same piece of music hear it in 12 different ways. One may walk away whistling the tune, unable to repeat any of the lyrics, while for another the song was all about the lyrics, with the melody wrapped around as an afterthought. For a third it was all about the rhythm, while for the next one it was about the emotion of the song. And this is one of the fascinating things about music. We think of ourselves as creatures of language, and that it is our capacity for language that sets us apart from the rest of creation. But that's not really so, because music occupies a larger part of our brain than language does. ¶¶ more than language creatures, we are a musical species. Consider, music can animate people immobilized with Parkinson's disease, people whose immobility is beyond the reach of anything that can be said to them. Music can give words to stroke patients who cannot otherwise speak. Music can calm and organize people whose memories are ravaged by Alzheimer's or amnesia. The healing power of music has been a feature of nearly every human culture from the dawn of time. But science didn't begin to document it until the Second World War, when musical performances at army hospitals were shown to have positive results among severely shell-shocked patients. Beginning with the war years, scientists have documented how listening to recordings, attending live performances, group singing, drumming, songwriting sessions, dancing, have all been found effective in calming the nervous system, processing emotions, repatterning brain circuitry, and bringing movement back to injured or stressed muscles. Music therapy has been found effective in treating anxiety and eating disorders, symptoms of dementia, schizophrenia, comforting premature infants, even regulating high blood pressure, heart rate, and respiratory problems. But wait, it gets even better. Well, music therapy has been an accepted form of mental health treatment since the 50s. It wasn't until the development of brain scanning equipment in the early 1990s that researchers were able to see in real time what happens in the brain when people listen to music. Rather than activating limited parts of the brain, as do speech, memories, or physical movement, listening to music enlivens diverse areas in both the right and left hemispheres. Areas of the brain responsible for emotion, memory, movement, language, even those that regulate blood pressure, all fire at once. By acting upon multiple regions of the brain simultaneously, music helps reorganize scrambled neurons and smooths out the neural pathways for the proper functioning of memories, emotions, and motor skills. In fact, the only thing better for your mind, for your brain, than listening to music is playing it. As one writer put it, if listening to music can be compared to switching on streetlights to illuminate several dark city blocks, playing music is the mind's equivalent of switching on Times Square. And get this, supposedly, people who study brain anatomy cannot, with any degree of accuracy, identify the brain of a visual artist, or a writer, a mathematician, or athlete. but they can recognize the brain from a professional musician without a moment's hesitation. And though it's tempting to think that this is better for your brain than this, that may not be so, because it has been found that every type of music energizes brain function. The beautiful part of it is, the capacity to respond to and play music is not at all connected to standard measures of intelligence. Numerous examples illustrate that people with severely diminished mental faculties due to illness, injury, or birth defects still abound in musical ability. Often professional musicians who later suffer from severe Alzheimer's fully retain their musical skills, even as their memories and grasp of everyday life are scrambled. Or take, for example, Williams syndrome, a severe birth defect that can produce pronounced musical aptitude in individuals who otherwise require a great deal of care with the routine demands of life. Examples like these show that processing and performing music is not related to one's cognitive capacity. Because of this, researchers are coming to understand that humanity's relationship to music is one of the most fundamental elements of what it means to be human. Our musical abilities, for instance, predate our language capacities by a long shot. The earliest communication between proto-humans was song of sorts. Just think of how much information is transmitted not only by the words you use, but by how you intone them for emphasis. And it is this use of tones that predates the entry of words into these musical phrases. Behavioral studies of primates and other highly functioning vertebrates has found examples of basic voiced communication, tool use, problem solving, self-identity, but what has not been observed among even our closest ape cousins are coordinated patterns of communal music making and dance. Buried deep within the recesses of the human brain, the ability to create and respond to music is a shared characteristic that unites every culture on this planet. Falling into an appreciation of music from cultures across the world and back through time is something humans do almost effortlessly. At the most fundamental level, it is who we are. But then, whales, on the other hand? That's a whole other kettle of fish. The ability of whales to communicate and socialize over vast distances through constantly evolving song is thought to predate human abilities by some 14 million years, and could very well be more complicated, more nuanced than human speech. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, me again, wanting to remind you it's Adagio you're listening to on your favorite community radio station, your small but mighty source for independent, employee-owned programming. And to remind you to check out our website, radioadagio.com. Just be sure to enter that as one word, radioadagio. And there you will find a complete playlist for the music we've been featuring this week. There you can also find a contact link in case you have music you'd like to suggest or comments to make. There you can also hear previous programs or this one in full anytime you like. It's all there for you. RadioAdagio.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentles all, that's it. The lights are flashing, the chair is being pulled out beneath me. But there's plenty more, so come back to us next week for another installment of Adagio. I've been your host, Drew Darling. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye for now.
Et moi, je joue de la prunelle. J'en joue, c'est fou, de la prunelle. Tu joues sur ton piano, des noires et des blanches. Et moi, 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 je joue des hanches. J'en joue, c'est fou, des hanches. Il joue du cor anglais. Toi tu joues du banjo. Et moi, moi, je joue contre joue. J'en joue, c'est fou, de la joue. Il joue à qui perd gagne. Tu joues au plus fortiche. Et moi, moi, je m'en fous, je triche. Je m'en fiche, c'est fou, je triche. Je...